You've reached the Old Navy Holiday Happy Helpline. Huge news. Old Navy's Black Friday sale just got extended for one more day. That's right. Get 50% off your entire purchase in stores today. It's Old Navy's biggest sale of the year. Get 50% off every gift on your list. But you better hurry. Today's the last day. Hurry in to save 50% off your entire purchase today. Hang up now and run to Old Navy. Valid 11/26 in stores only. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register, lane items, jewelry, and today only deals.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Pinkhood, along with Red Hood and Johnny.
I am here.
Here's a few.
Yes, I'm here as Red, well.
Don't you have a few announcements before we go on with our small bit episode?
Yes, that we are not going to be on Wednesday because we are watching the elections to make more satire of it. Granted that the folly of Donald Trump continues, but the fact is that we are getting tired and we're running out of jokes. You know, frankly, I think everybody is.
He's beat us to the punch.
Well, he's beat almost everybody to a punch, so that's why we're not going to be on Wednesday so that we can actually get ready for...
Along with trying to take away First Amendment rights, too.
Right.
Having the right for one of the amendments. So that's, yeah. Freedom of the press, freedom of speech. Yes. And trying to tear down a network. That's not cool at all. He's supposed to be running for president.
He's more like a toddler in Pampas.
Even if it is NBC. Yeah, I went there.
But
we could at least get to the subject a little later on. Isn't there something going? Don't we have a subject that deals with Uber? And we totally forgot the disclaimer for tonight.
Because the disclaimer is being changed to reflect the current times and will be available next episode. The Uber. Uber is pretty much getting its nuts kicked out.
Or it tried to do up in New York what they tried to do in Philly?
Pretty much.
Couldn't operate within city limits.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to do...
Uber is now getting a lawsuit.
Why?
Now having a lawsuit on their hands for lack of accessibility. But going around any city with cabs... They have to follow the ADA laws. Uber thinks that they're above the ADA.
Well, anybody would
be out there. They're...
Yeah, but Donald Trump thinks he's above the ADA.
That doesn't necessarily make it right or ethical. The ADA is meant to help people. Especially with accessibility.
Let's be reasonable here. Who in the world would talk about moral and ethical at this standpoint?
It's,
I mean,
still, when you're discussing Uber, it has to be discussed.
But Uber...
So you would take an Uber?
No, I'm not saying I would take an Uber exactly, but I would take any other car service. I mean, if it were late enough. If it were late enough and I didn't have a choice in the matter, and it were 3 a.m.
Then yes, I'm sure. Right. Makes sense. But
you know,
it's not the
that's,
most... It's not
that's
a
when,
company that...
That's when it doesn't matter much.
Makes,
what you
right.
take. It matters how you get home and whether you get home in one piece.
Yeah.
Or on your way over to
mm-hmm.
your house, you get
right.
followed
but,
by giant...
What about those...
Or you get swallowed by gigantic velociraptors on your way and you survive with one arm. And it's a fight to, you know...
Hey, anything is possible in New York City, so...
Anything is possible anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anything is possible anywhere, but the fact is that just like Donald Trump, just like anybody who decides to not provide accessible rides to anybody, and this is happening in Chicago, that the federal court in Chicago is basically getting sued over the Americans with Disability Act. Why? Because it claimed not to provide any wheelchair access to anybody with a disability. And this lawsuit
right.
comes through after 2 million rides in Chicago in June 2015 alone, from September 2011, when the company started operating in Chicago, until August of 2 years ago. The company provided only 14 rides to motorized wheelchair users who required a wheelchair
mm-hmm.
Wheelchair accessibility. But the fact is the plaintiff said, Justin Cooper of 34 Lincoln Park, who uses a motorized wheelchair, he says, I have lots of non-disabled friends. I can't travel places with them because I don't have an accessible service from Uber. Well... That's the same thing a while back we discussed about the blind dog incident. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The blind dog incident was the same thing.
Right.
This is the
yeah.
same,
so this all
similar,
thing.
You know, the fact
right.
that every blind dog is seeing
but now
the aura going...
getting a lawsuit. Which
well,
is... Which is huge, especially for those who need the wheelchairs, need the accessibility. And if New York is going to be putting out cabs that have wheelchair accessibility,
mm-hmm.
then why shouldn't someone actually look into this, into the Lyft and Uber and companies like them and go, they need to follow ADA standards too, especially if there's no choice in the matter.
Right. And the thing about it is also, when you are stranded, right? In the case with the dog incident of 2 years ago, we told you that basically the dogs were getting scared of Uber because they were getting locked in trunks, right? Now it's the motorized wheelchair users, which is honestly good for them. I mean, that Uber's getting sued because, frankly, it should have happened a long time ago.
It was bound to happen.
I mean, Johnny, what do you think about this?
Let's get started on the next topic, Red Hood.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you get?
We could go off.
Let's see. Just in time for 14 days early, people can now book stay at Dracula's castle in a coffin. Brilliant. In a coffin.
Yes, to boot.
In a coffin to boot. Just don't forget your cape, and don't forget the fact that you're actually in a coffin.
Yeah.
Because you can't move. Or
and
you have limited space to move.
And also in Dracula's castle.
And in Dracula's castle. So,
and
as long as you enter...
Dracula's castle. So...
Yeah. As long as you are greeted by Jonathan Harker by a horse-drawn carriage to the 15th Century Castle where Vlad the Impaler is waiting for you, or should I say, Vlad the Impaler from Russia is waiting for you,
Transylvania.
Yeah, things aren't so bad.
Yeah.
At all. Why?
You're putting me on.
What?
You're putting me on.
Well, yeah, so I'm putting you on. But the fact is that there are some house rules. The rules are no garlic or garlic-scented items. You are kindly allowed to leave your jewelry at home. Do not cross any... Do not cross the cutlery. In fact, please refrain from placing anything in a cross formation. Beware of bats in the castle tower. Please close all curtains before sunrise. And the Count is not a fan of mirror selfies. In that case, have a great night and...
And
don't close the coffin on the way out.
And the Count is not a fan of the Twilight Saga either.
No. He's not a fan of the Twilight Saga. You know, Twilight Zone. Twilight anything. Even, you know, it just would be absolutely amazing. I mean, yes, you are besieged by a candlelight dinner, and you want to make it both realistic and... birth and a legend to the wonderful country that birthed the whole thing, said Darker Stoker, who is Jonathan's or Bram Stoker's, I guess, son. The great grand nephew is throwing, the grand nephew.
Mm-hmm.
But the other funny thing is that it's on an Airbnb contest now. How many people do you want to guess or take a gander at who would actually enter this contest and bring everything that he said not to bring?
One person? Possibly?
No.
Maybe?
Try like three people.
Twilight book.
It does say two fearless... Right, it says two fearless souls are being sought to spend their night inside Dracula's castle on Halloween night. Why? Well, one, because of the money, and then two, because of the fame. You know. But it is kind of funny when you think about it. How many, you know, oh, and then I watch Transylvania Hotel, I mean, Hotel Transylvania, parts one and two. Mm-hmm. Because it's a fantastic view from flat screen TVs. It's great. I mean, you lie back, you get served, your mouth is open. You probably get Triscuits or, wait, non-garlic Triscuits. Something to that nature. Right? Right. But then, you know, it doesn't stop there. No, no, no. It doesn't stop. At night, everything goes out. So, mm-hmm. the person who has a nightlight, well, you can't bring it. You know.
Mm.
It is kind of funny, but the stay would be a dream or a nightmare come true for fans of the Irish writer's terrifying novel. Didn't know that he was Irish, though. That they must abide by these house rules. So, if the website, Airbnb also urges the website, on its website, that the entry will close on October 26th. So, if you would like to view pictures of Dracula's castle, go no further than the Huffington Post, or type in your keyword search Huffington Post, Dracula, and Halloween, and coffin, and I'm sure it will come up. The thing about it is really also,
right.
You know, I couldn't have think of anything better, me being a fan of everything Dracula, you know. It would be pretty funny. But now, also, be careful, really. Because just today I heard that Target outlawed scary clown stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah, be very careful. Be very careful. Do not go to this Dracula-themed thing, purchasing the Halloween, a clown Halloween costume.
Don't go to this castle acting like a creepy clown.
Doesn't work.
Yeah,
even though it's a big thing right now.
That won't work.
It won't work at all. Not even close.
It'd just be like, that's just so yesterday. Oh, wait. No, that's just every single day of the week.
No. It's every single day in 2016. You know.
It's all going to blow over like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, and just become one more statistic.
Like, remember that thing we did back in 2016? No, me neither.
No, because your friends will say, which thing did you go?
Dude, that was 3 months ago. Where were you?
Where were you? I was not
in Dracula's castle.
I was in where were you? I was in Dracula's castle. Right, I was in my apartment eating crisps and watching Dracula. How coincidence!
I was in my apartment
it's
eating
like
bonbons, watching Dracula.
Exactly.
Dracula movie marathon.
Right. Exactly. Right. Perfect Halloween.
Exactly. I was watching everything but, you know.
Right.
Right, I was watching everything but... What were you watching? You know, that kind of thing. And there will be no versions of I Want to Suck Your Blood.
Blah.
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 No, there will be no versions of that. At all. There will be versions of holy shit, we're actually in here, so let's behave, but wait, where's the garlic? There'll be versions of that. And then finally, the fact is that Trump is going absolutely batshit crazy. Appropriately batshit crazy. Why, Pink Floyd? Why is he going batshit crazy?
Why don't you take it, Red Hood? And then we'll jump in. Come on.
Okay, so Trump, like we said at the beginning of the show, wants to sue, wants SNL off the air, which really, since it began in the 1970s, was to, well, parody everything. Everything.
Right.
Everything, including him. Although Donald Trump has hosted the show how many times? Oh, a record once? He is now...
Right.
He can't act.
Right.
He can't act. They actually have, you know, it's historically accurate that all of his stuff was written for him. By then.
Mm-hmm.
That is everybody's guest long appearance, unless they actually have bright ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're running for president, Mr. Trump, really upsets us because you were tutored by Joseph McCarthy's lawyer. Okay? And if your intent on making us the year of the Red Scare, we have news for you. That has already happened. It was called the McCarthy Trials. You don't need to do this again. And we also have news for you that it is of free speech to do what we're doing. If you canceled SNL, then you'd have to cancel us as well. And we wouldn't prove that easy to cancel because we're funnier than you. And that's really it.
Yeah.
But we can't wait to scare you after the debates on... We can't wait to scare you after your debates on Wednesday, because we know that you're losing in the polls. That's a fact.
No, not Wednesday, the 24th, since we want to really, really find
The 24th.
The best flaw.
Yes, the 24th. The 24th, a week approximately after. Yeah.
The debate, the final debate, and perfect time for Halloween episode, the 26th, and our 600th episode. Woo-hoo.
Hey, we made it 600 faster
the season.
Hey, we made 600 episodes faster in the Simpsons.
Yes, we're going to be starting season 6A.
6A.
So, and we're happy.
Right, the first part of the season. And so everybody will be back.
Yes.
Including Black Hood. He will be back. He will be back. He has told me he's going to be back. And we will have some new blood coming on as well. And, yeah, we're looking for people. So if you would like to actually get in contact with us, you can go over to contact.amcpress@gmail.com or amcpressnews21. On Twitter.com, we will be glad to, or on Facebook, you can, 31, sorry, AMC Press 31, 3-1, number 3-1,
yeah,
2-1 was not available, or you can say Facebook is there, and, we will see you soon. We have a whole slew of stuff coming for our first sixth part of the sixth season. Let's just say guest stars galore if we can get in contact with them.
Once it's planned, we'll let everyone know about it.
Yeah, that too. If you liked our stuff with Feeny, there's more to come. There is more to come. We promise that.
All I can say is stay tuned.
Yep, stay tuned.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff in the bag, as it were. So yeah, have a great night, and we'll see you not on Wednesday, but on next Monday.
Monday?
Yeah. Next Monday.
Bye.
And good night. Bye.
Oh, we'll be here.
Bye.
Oh, we will.
Good night.
Reached the Old Navy Holiday Happy Helpline. Huge news. Old Navy's Black Friday sale just got extended for one more day. That's right. Get 50% off your entire purchase in stores today. It's Old Navy's biggest sale of the year. Get 50% off every gift on your list. But you better hurry. Today's the last day. Hurry in to save 50% off your entire purchase today. Hang up now and run to Old Navy. Valid 11/26 in stores only. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, and today only deals. You've reached the Old Navy Holiday Happy Helpline. Huge news. Old Navy's Black Friday sale just got extended for one more day. That's right. Get 50% off your entire purchase in stores today. It's Old Navy's biggest sale of the year. Get 50% off every gift on your list. But you better hurry. Today's the last day. Hurry in to save 50% off your entire purchase today. Hang up now and run to Old Navy. Valid 11/26 in stores only. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, and today only deals.